Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on daf Chaf Amid Beis. We're at the second wide line on daf Chaf Amid Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, by Shani and Brian Sober, Li'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Zilbermintz, Yitzchak Dov Elio Ben Chaim Mordechai Elav Shalom, by Kenny Sharf in memory of his mother, Chana Bas Yehuda Halevi, Allah Shalom, whose yard site is today, and Shamash Rev and Aliyah, and by Chani and JJ Hornblast to mark the end of the Shalom for JJ's great aunt, a Holocaust survivor, Elizabeth Fried, Devorah Bas Moshe, may her neshama have an Aliyah, and also Lizeh Nishmas Aaron Ben Tzvi HaKohen Kupfer, by friends of the Kupfer family. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and all of the neshamos, Rev Aliyos, and we thank everybody for participating in our Talmud Torah. So again, we are holding at the second wide line on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of going through all of the Shmanim and Psilos that we said are no good, the different oils and wicks that you're not allowed to use for Neros Shabbos. So we're going to continue that discussion for a bit, and then we're going to discuss what those oils and wicks can be used for on Shabbos if they can't be used for your regular Shabbos candles. And then we're going to have three different Shitos that identify what shemen kik means, and the Gemara is also going to give reasons that these oils and wicks, meaning it's not just magic that we just pick random oils and wicks that can't be used, there has to be some reason why these oils and wicks are problematic. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, you're not allowed to use these oils and wicks, but what if you mix them with kosher oils and kosher wicks? Is some sort of mixture of the two going to be acceptable? And then we're going to talk about using these same shmanim and psilos for other things, not Neros Shabbos. What about using them for the Neros in the Migdash? And then at the end of Amar Aleph, the Gemara is going to say, and what about using these same Shmanim Upsilos for Neros Chanukah? And because of that question, we're going to get into a whole sugya for a couple of dapim all about Chanukah. And this is the primary sugya in Shas. There is no Masechta about Chanukah. This is the primary sugya in Shas about Chanukah, all introduced because we're discussing Neros and Shmanim, Psilos and Shmanim, what can be used, what can't be used. So we're going to discuss whether these, what can and cannot be used for Chanukah. So once we're on the topic of Chanukah, we're also going to discuss the notion of the Zmanim Ner Chanukah to be Achetich Regel min hashuk, and we're going to discuss the number of Neros that one has to light for Neros Chanukah. We're going to discuss the makom of hadlakas Neros Chanukah, and we'll see if we get to it, but the Gemara is going to discuss my Chanukah. What exactly was the nace that occurred that brought about the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the celebration of Chanukah, and the chiyuv of hadlakas Neros Chanukah. So all of that begins on today's daf, but first we have to get there. So let's begin at the second wide line on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. What is that? Sa'achvina. It's part of the Arava branch. Rav and Abaye Avakazi bepikta de Tamrarisa. Rav and Abaye were going on the plains of Tamrarisa. Chazinu lahanu arvasa, and they saw these Aravos. So Amalei Rav and Abaye, Hainu Idan de Tanan. He says, oh, you see that plant? That's Idan that the Mishnah was talking about that you're not allowed to use as a wick for Ner Shabbos. So Amalei Abaye said to Ravin, Hahi eats bialmahu. Now that's just a piece of wood. Of course you can't. That's not even shayach to use as a wick. What are you talking about? How could that be? What the Mishnah was identifying that you're not allowed to use as a wick. So kalav achvile amrnisa de beni beni. So he peeled it off and he showed him that there was a woolly substance in between. And he said, no, you see that's the wick. That's something that would have been that someone would have a havamina to use as a wick. V'lob psilas hamidbar. What's psilas hamidbar? Shavra. It's a certain type of herb that was long and was able to be used as a wick. Velobi Yeroka Sha'al Pnei Amayim, we had said. So Mahi, what's Yeroka Sha'al Pnei Amayim that you're not allowed to use? E Lema Ukamta de Charitzi. If we're talking about the green that's on the, that's where there's still water, sometimes there's like a moss that develops on the top of the water. So Fruchim Mefarchan obviously can't be used. It would fall apart by as soon as you touch it. So it wouldn't even be Shaykh to use it as a wick. Ella Amrav Papa Ukamta. No, it's the green that grows on the sides of the walls of the boat that are much stronger and would not fall apart the second you touch it, and that's what we're saying is possible to use for Ner Shabbos. Tano, Sifu Alein, Shal Semer, V'Shal Seyar. They said, in addition, there are two other types of pasul wicks, and that is wool and seyar. V'tana didan, Semer, Michvatz, Kavitz, V'Seyar, Chruchi, Michrach. The reason our Tana doesn't mention those is because it's not shaykh. They practically wouldn't be able to be used anyway, because wool, when you light it, it would just shrivel up, it wouldn't light at all, and Seyar would burn immediately and wouldn't serve as a functional wick. And therefore, it doesn't have to mention it in the Mishnah. They're simply not functional wicks, so it wouldn't be necessary. V'lo b'zefes, zefes zifta. Zefes is a certain type of black fattiness, fatty substance that comes from a type of wood. And shava kirusa. And shava is the psolus of honeycomb. So it's beeswax. So tana adkan pasul psilos. Mikan ve'elach psul shmanim. Up until this point in the Mishnah, we're discussing those things that are possible to be used as wicks. Then we move on to discuss those things that are possible to be used as oils. So says Mar Pshita, it's pashut that that's what it means. Meaning all of the things that we mentioned from here on in the Mishnah couldn't possibly be wicks. So obviously it's talking about psul shmanim. Says Mar no shava itzrichale. Wax is the chiddush. Ma'ad the table of psilus nami lo chazia. I might have thought that you're not allowed to use it as a wick either. If you make it as you form it like a wick, that you attach it around a string, that it's also not able to be used on Shabbos. So kamash malan. That's why the Bryce has to tell me that the Shabbos is only pasul if it's trying to replace the shemen. If you put it into a kli of a ner shemen, the when we talk about a ner, we're talking about a little kli cheres like you could find in the shuk. You know, they have a little kli cheres where you pour oil in it and then you'd have a wick sticking out on the side. So if you stuffed wax into that kli, that's the problem of using it as shemen. But if you made it as a psila, so it's kosher. So Amar Rami Bar Avin Itruna Psulta Dzifta. Itran is a psolus of zephes, that after the zephes comes out of the eights through heating it up with heating up the eights with fire, so a little psolus comes out, a little clear psolus comes out that looks like oil, and that's what itran is. Shava psulta deduvsha, and shava is the psolus of bee honey. Lemay nafkamina, why is it important to know that shava is the psolus of devash? Lemekach memkar, in case anyone agrees to sell you shava, you have to know what to expect. And it's going to be this raw psolus of devash, and that's perfectly acceptable if that's what he provides you with when you made a deal that he's going to sell you shava. So says Gemar Tan Rabban, Kol Elu Shamru Ein Madigim Mem Shabbos Avlosim In Madura Bein Lischaim Kinegda Bein Lishtamish Laora Bein Al Gabe Karka Bein Al Gabe Kira V'Lasha Lasim In Psilu Ner Belvad. That all these things that we said you're not allowed to make for Neros of Shabbos, that's for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Shabbos. But you're allowed to make a bonfire out of them, to have a larger fire made out of them, whether you want to use it for warmth, or whether you want to use it for light, or whether you're lighting it on the karka, or whether you're lighting it on the kira, on the stovetop that you cook on. In all of these cases, the chum only aser using them as a psila liner, as a psila for a single ner, but not for a bonfire. For a bonfire, we don't have any such concerns. V'lo b'shemen kik, we then said, and you're not allowed to use shemen kik either. So my shemen kik, what is shemen kik? The Gemara says three possibilities. So Amar Shmuel Shaltinu L'chol Nuchus Yoma. He says, I asked all the people who travel by sea. Va'amru li Of Echad Yesh Mekrach Hayam V'Kik Shemo. There is a certain type of bird, and its fat, it's called kik, and its fat is a shemen that would be used for adlaka, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. You're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Rei Rav Yehuda Amar Mishcha Dekaza. It's shemen that comes out of cotton seed. It's cotton seed oil. Reish Lakish Amar Kikayon. Yonah. No, it's from the plant that's mentioned in the story of Yonah, in the book of Yonah, Navi, that this Kikayon de Yonah, this tree sprouted and provided him with shade. So it's the oil that comes out of that tree. So Amar Abar B'chana, the Didi Chazili Kikayon de Yonah. He says, I've seen the Kikayon de Yonah, the type of tree that the Navi talks about. It's Loliva Dami, and it's like an Elon that's called it Loliva, Umi de Paske Ravi, and it grows by the water banks for Alpum Chanusa Midlon Yasi, and they used to grow this tree right by the entrance of stores so that it could provide shade and a pleasant aroma. Umar Futsidi of the Mishcha, and from its seeds you make oil. Banfuy Naichen Kol Bricha de Ma'arava, and from its branches, from its leaves rather, all the cholim of Eretz Yisrael used to rest, meaning it would provide such a cool breeze, and you'd be able to enjoy its shade. So it was something that was very therapeutic for people who are otherwise cholim in Eretz Yisrael, where the climate is very warm, and it was important to have some cool area. This is obviously way before air conditioning, so this was a very important thing when it was very hot, that people should have somewhere that they're able able to cool off. Amar Rabba, Psila Shomer Chamin Maligin Ben Shabbos, Mibnesha Armisach Seches Behen, Ushmanim Shomer Chamin Maligin Behen, Mibnesha Einim Shachan Achar Psila. Now we have to realize that there's a reason for all of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah. The problem with every wick that we said is problematic in our Mishnah is that the fire doesn't light smoothly on those wicks. It jumps on those wicks, and therefore it's not a steady fire. The problem with all of the oils that we mentioned in the Mishnah is because the oil doesn't latch on to the wick very well, and we're afraid in all of these cases, if the fire is not lighting smoothly and easily, that you might come to tilt the oil into the wick, and then it's going to be a chashash, shemeyates haner, and it will turn out that you'll be in violation of havara, or perhaps mechaba as well. You might even drown out the fire. So because of that chashash, that you're going to tilt the candle, and that's going to be a violation of havara, so that's the reason for all of the wicks and the oils that are usher. Not really all of them. There's one that the Gemara is going to say in Sunday's daf. The Gemara is going to talk about shemen sreifa. Shemen sreifa is not a type of oil. It's a halachic status of an oil. So that we're going to have to learn that as a different reason. That's not because, I mean, that could be shemen zayizach, could be shemen sreifa. So we'll have to see. Shemen sreifa is in its own category. But all the rest of them, all of the rest of them, the problem is that they don't light well. So now says Gemara Baimine Abaye Me Rabba Shmanim Shavar Chamein Madikim Nam Shabbos Mahu Sheitin L'tochon Shemen Kol Shuvi. If you have these shmanim that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, can you put a little bit of kosher shemen and light with it, having combining it with kosher shemen? Because by mixing in a little bit of good oil with the not such good oil, it will all light nicely at this point. And this is not only about the oils. We're going to see soon in the Gemara. This is about the wicks as well. The shaila is about the wicks as well. Can you mix a non-kosher wick with a kosher wick? So migazrina dil masi la duke be'enayu. Oh lo, are we concerned that if we allow you to use some sort of mixture, that you'll come to use the bad shemen in its pure form, which is problematic, or are we not goes there that such a thing will happen? So Amalei, ein madlikin. He said, no, you can't do it. My taima. So he said, well, why can't you do it? Which is a little bit of a strange question to ask, because when he first asked the question, he gave the reason not to do it. He said, can you not do it because dilma asil aduke be'nayu, that we're making gzeira, that you're going to come to light it intact, and it's with only the not good oil. So the Tosa Rush points out, it's true that Abai himself already mentioned the reason not to do it, but he still asked the question why we actually assert it, because even lighting with the psul, with the pasul oil alone, is only assert because of a gzeira that you might come to tilt it. So if the iser of a taroves, if you're going to assert taroves as well, then that would be a gzeira l'gzeira. So he says, I understand that I already presented that it should be based on a gzeira, it should be assert, but I want to know why you actually assert it, because my gzeira that I suggested would be a gzeira l'gzeira. So l'fishein madlikin, the answer doesn't really explain much. He says, because you're not allowed to light with it. So we understand that means, because you're not allowed to light with it on its own, and if we allow you to light with some sort of mixture, then you're going to come to light with it on its own. Essentially, yeah, a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Gemara asks on Rabbah from a braisa. So we're going to have two major kashas on Rabbah. So about using this taroves, a mixture of good and bad oils. So esve, the first challenge Abaye has to Rabbah's from a braisa. If you wrap a wick that is kosher to use around a wick that you're not allowed to use, ein madlikin bo, then you're not allowed to use it. Rav Shimon Gamliel lomer shel beis abba hayu korchin psila al gabei egos umadlikin. That he says that in my father's house, in Rav Gamliel's house, they used to wrap a kosher wick around an egos, which is not something that is kosher to be used as a wick, and then they would light with it. Ooh, so katani miyas madlikin. So you see, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, in the base Rav Gamliel, they would mix something that is good with something that's not good, and they would use it together. So if that's true about a wick, then the same should be true about the oil. So don't you see a clear raya from the base Rav Gamliel that a mixture of the two is perfectly fine? Amalei Adamel Savasli Midram Shimon Gamliel Seyenu Miditanakama. Wait a second, you just quoted a brisa that has a machlokas where the Tanakama says that it's not at all acceptable, and then you told me, oh yeah, in the base Rav Gamliel they did it. So you you bring me a raya from the Beis Rabbi Gamliel? Bring me a raya that I'm right from the Tanna Kamma. So says Mar Halo Kasha, Maisa Rav. Now you're not going to bring a raya from the Tanna Kamma because the raya from Rabbi Gamliel is much stronger because it was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying not just what he holds or what his father held, but Shel Beis Abba. They actually did this. It was a Maisa Rav. And whenever someone does something halacha lemaase, then you know that it's a much stronger statement of halacha. It's easy to throw around the svara in a Beis Medrash, to say something in a Beis Medrash, but to actually paskin halacha lemaase, that means that you have to have great confidence that that is correct. And if this was the practice of the Beis Rabban Gamliel, and even though it's only a shita sayachid, but it was the practice of the Beis from Gamliel, and especially the Rishonim point out, we know the Beis Rabban Gamliel had a lot of chumras on themselves, right? We learned that even though according to the Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring laundry to the dry cleaners right before Shabbos, but the Beis Rabban Gamliel, when it came to the white laundry, they were makbid for 72 hours in advance, so they were extra machmir on themselves, and yet they were still makel about this issue. It's always an interesting discussion when we say Maisa Rav is better, and when we say it is worse. The Gemara Maseches Basra and Daf Kuf Lamid has a machlokas amuraim whether halacha is adif or maisa rav is adif. When the Gemara says halacha is like this, is that stronger than a maisa rav or weaker than a maisa rav? And the Rashbam says that if you say halacha adifa, then it must be because it could be that with a maisa rav we're misinterpreting the maisa rav. I mean, a lot of times we see rabbanim do things, we think we understand why they're doing things, we think we have an explanation, but it could be that we're misinterpreting their actions, or it could be that it was a hara asha'a. People may see things that happened in a shas adchak, you know, certain piskei halacha for Hilchos Pesach for this year, and they'll think, oh, that's the standard, but it's not at all the standard. There are certain things that we have to do. You know, someone comes from outer space and lands in our communities. Oh, the standard way of Jewish prayer is in your home alone and not with a minion. So people don't appreciate necessarily the whole picture if you don't appreciate the context. So you may misunderstand the Maisa Rav. But anyway, in our Gemara, we don't even raise that possibility. We just say Maisa Rav, that's the greatest Raya. So Mikol Makom Kasha. So now we have a Kasha. My Lav Lahadlik. Doesn't it mean that in Beis Rabban Gamliel, they used the wick around the egos to help light it? So you see that you're allowed to use a Pasala wick together, Bitaroves, with a Kasher wick? Lo Lahakfos. No. The egos wasn't used as a wick over here. The egos was a floaty. You know, like they have, they used to have, I don't know if they still have those Neros Chanukah, where you could have, they had like these little flat discs that that would keep the wick afloat. So that's what the egos was. It wasn't actually used as part of the wick. Ila Hakfos, my time in Tanakama. Well, then what's the Tanakama's problem? Why did the Tanakama have a problem with that? If it's just to help the wick float and it's not actually being used as part of the wick. Now, Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is no Tanakama. It's all one Tana. It's all Rav Shimon Gamliel. And there's some words missing. This is the way to read it. That if you wrap something that is kosher to use around something that's not kosher to use as a wick, then you're not allowed to use it. A mixture is no good. But that's only if you're using them both to light. You're using them both as a wick. But if that which is ein maldikim bo, you're only using as a flotation device, then mutter. And the raya that it's mutter is because that's what they used to do in the house of Rabban Gamliel. They would use the egos as a flotation device, and that was not a problem. So now the Gemara brings a second raya against Rabba. Aini, is that really true that you're not allowed to use a mixture of pusel and kosher wick or pusel and kosher oil? Vamarav brona amarav chelev muhutach. If you have chelev that's melted down, that you cook, and therefore it liquefies, v'kirvei dagim shenimochu, or you have the insides of fish that are melted down. Adam nosin letocho shemen kol shehu umadlik. You could put regular oil into it and then light with it on Shabbos. So apparently they weren't gozer of to make an iser with shemen kasher mixed with shemen pasul, and that's directly against what Rabbah said. So answers Gemara, no. Hani mimshechi be'enayhu. Now, chelev mehutach and kirbe dagim shenimochu are different than other types of shemen psulim, because these types of things would actually work as a good oil that would actually latch on to the wick very, very well, even without being mixed with regular oil. V'hani lo mimshechi be'enayhu, whereas all the other shmanim that we mentioned in the Mishnah that are pasul would not work on their own. V'gozv rabbanan al chelev mehutach mishum chelev she'enu mehutach al kirbe dagim shenimochu mishum kirbe dagim shelo nimochu. The only reason they ever asked chelev mehutach and kirbe dagim shenimochu is because chelev that's she'enu mehutach and kirbe dagim shelo nimochu would be problematic. So the very idea that you're not allowed to use these things even intact, even without any tarovas, is only a gzera in the first place, that unless you use when it's she'enu mehutach. So frakta gemara v'ligzar nami chelev mehutach v'kirbe dagim shenimochu shenosu l'tach and shemen mishum chelev mehutach v'kirbe dagim shenimochu shelo nosu l'tach and shemen. Why don't we make a gzera against chelev mehutach and kirbe dagim that are nimoach, where you mix it with oil, gzera atu chelev mehutach and kirbe dagim shenimochu, where you didn't mix it with oil, meaning you did make a gzera, so why not extend the gzera? And so gemara higuf a gzera v'ana nekum v'nigzar gzera l'gzera. No, the original iser is only a gzera to even use the chelev mehutach would only be asher mishum gzera, lest you use eino mehutach. So we're not going to then add another gzera that you're not allowed to use chelev mehutach mixed with oil, lest you come to use chelev mehutach not mixed with oil, lest you come to use chelev she'eino mehutach. That's already too far removed. That's already a gzera l'gzera. The fact that we don't allow using chelev mehutach on its own because of a gzera that you might come to use chelev she'eino mehutach, one might have said that's also gzera l'gzera. Because after all, let's say you use chelev she'eino mehutach. What's the iser? The iser is only that you might shema yata, that you might come to tilt the candle. So the whole thing is only a gzera. Everything's a gzera l'gzera. So Tosus points out on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and the Tosus Yishanim also point out that no, it's not a chashash shema yata. When you have a very poorly lighting oil, it's a vadayata. It's almost definite that you're going to tilt the candle. And therefore, we don't view that as one of the gzeros of a gzera l'gzera. So that's why it's not considered to be a gzera l'gzera. But to say that the chelev mehutach is aser, that's already just a gzera, and then a tarovis of chelev mehutach with shemen, that's already a gzera l'gzera. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayta now. Tani Rami Bar Chama, psilos ushvanim shamar chacham ein madigim ben b'shabbos, ein madigim ben b'migdash. Just like you're not allowed to use them in Shabbos, you're not allowed to use them to light the neros in the migdash, mishum shneamar, because the pasuk says when it comes to lighting the menorah, lahalos ner tamid. So, Lahalos ner tamid, and we hutani lavu huamar la. Rami Bar Chama explained the drasha. What does it mean? Lahalos ner tamid, kadesh teishal heves olame eleha. That the light has to be self-sustaining. The flame has to be self-sustaining. Veloshtei olal yidei davar acher. It shouldn't require any tilting or leaning or support. As soon as you light it, it should stay lit. That's the requirement of the neros in the mikdash, and therefore we need to have these high quality oils and wicks for the neros of the mikdash. Rabbeinu Chananel has the girsa of psilos sha'amru chachamim. We have over here psilos ushmanim sha'amru chachamim madigim ben b'shabbos. Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is only psilos, and the Miri explains that it's not necessary to tell me that all of the shmanim that we passel for Shabbos cannot be used in the mikdash, because in the mikdash they can only use shemen zayis anyway for the menorah. All other shmanim are passel for the menorah. In fact, Rabbi Kiveger over here on the side in Gilyan Hashas raises that exact question. He says, "Kashli the Maynakat Shmanim habemikdash ein madikin rak b'shemen zayizach." In the mikdash, they're only using shemen zayizach anyway. So Rabbi Kiveger leaves that as a kasha in the Gilyan Hashas on our girsa. In the Mitzvah Eisan, he says, "No, in the mikdash, they didn't just have a menorah. There were other menorahs. There were other candelabras, and they where they were able to use other shmanim, not only shemen zayis. And even that, we're saying, you're not allowed to use those shmanim that are possible to use on Shabbos. Even though the makor of the iser to light with the shmanim and the psilos that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos is from the pasuk lahalos, right, which we just quoted, lahalos ner tamid, which is about the menorah, but nevertheless, says the mitzvah son, it could very well be that the same psul would apply to the other menorahs that they had lit in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara tries to bring a raya. Tanan, we have a Mishnah at the very end of Maseches Sukkah. Miblai michnesei ha-kohanim, from the worn-out clothing of the kohanim meham yoneihem, and from the belts of the bigdei kuna. Hayumafgi, and they used to tear up the old worn-out ones, and they used to make wicks. Umehen malikin, and that's where they would light the menorahs for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that happened on Sukkot in the Ezras Nashim of the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, even though the Avnetim were made out of Pishtun, and three types of tzemer, and the Brice had said that tzemer is pasul for Adlakas Neros Shabbos, nevertheless, they used these. So even though it was made with three different types of wool, they used it. The Torah tells us that the Avnet was Shesh Mazar, Utcheles, Vargaman, Vitola Shani. So Shesh is Pishtan, right? That's Pishtan. But the other type, the other three things, Tcheles, Argaman, and Tola Shani, are just three different colors of dyed wool. So they're all wool. And we had mentioned that wool is a problematic thing to use as a wick. Now, that pasuk is about the avnet of the Kohen Gadol. The avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is actually a discussion in the beginning of Maseches Yuma, what it was made out of, whether it was made out of the same materials of the avnet of the Kohen Gadol, or it was made only out of Pishtan. So the Gemara could have had a simpler answer over here. The Gemara could have just said, maybe we're assuming that we're talking about the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, and it's made only out of Pishtan, and therefore they didn't use wool in making these wicks. But the Gemara, for whatever reason, doesn't want to give that answer. The Gemara wants to assume that either we're talking about Avneta Shel Kohen Gadol, or we're talking like the Shita, that Avneta Shel Kohen Hedyot is made out of the same things as the Avneta Shel Kohen Gadol, and therefore there is wool in it. But bottom line is, therefore, the Gemara is asking that we see that they used wool in the wicks that they used in the Mikdash. And we said, you're not allowed to use wool for lighting the Neros in the Mikdash. Says Gemara, Simchas Beis Shoeva shiny. The menorah that they had in the Simchas Beis Shoeva, the lights that they had going in the Simchas Beis Shoeva, is totally different. There's no requirement of lahalos ner tamid by the Simchas Beis Shoeva, as opposed to the menorah where you have such a requirement of lahalos ner tamid. Probably that relates to the fact that there was just an overwhelming amount of light by the Simchas Beis Shoeva, right? That's what one of the achronim in the back of the Gemara when he talks about Simchas Beis Shoeva shiny, why the Simchas Beis Shoeva is different. I'm not finding it right now, but he says if you look at Rashi will give one interpretation, but he says I think that Simchas Beis Shoeva he says, I don't know why I'm not finding it right now, but he says, I think Simchas Beis HaShoeva is different simply because, he says, it's the Nimukei Agriv. He says, Lulei Dvar V'Akadoshim Ha'yefshar L'Farish M'Shem Ha'chi Shaini M'Shem Simchas Beis HaShoeva Ha'yil Rabuye Simcha Yisera V'Yumar Bim Ba'or Ma'od Atche Bereres Yisha Chitin. The Gemara describes over there how a woman would be able to be Mevarer Chitin or wheat from the light, from miles away from the light of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So Mim Kein Bevadoyos and Betocha Menorah Kein Madura. So they made Maduros, and we said before, Madura is mutter, that by a Madura, by a giant fire, then you don't have to worry about these things. So that's probably what it means, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shaini. Just the strength of the light was such, the size of the fire was such, that it was that you didn't have to worry if the oil wasn't chapping the wick so well. It was a massive bonfire. Tashma says, we'll bring another raya. Tetani Rab Bar Masam Bigdei Kuna Shabalu Mafkiyin Osan that the worn-out Big Day Kuhuna, they would make the wicks for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So, my love, declaim, aren't we talking about the Big Day Kuhuna that were made with shatnis, which includes tzemer? And tzemer, we said, is not a kosher wick, but don't you see, therefore, that a combination of kosher and non-kosher wick, that it works, that it's okay? Says, Marlo, debut, who says we're talking about Big Day Kuhuna of tzemer? Maybe it's Big Day Kuhuna of Pishtan, and that's what we're talking about. The Ketones, which is only Pishtan, and therefore it was kosher to use as a wick. So that's the end of that discussion about using the shmanim and psilos that you're not allowed to use for Shabbos, that you're not allowed to use them for the menorah and the mikdash either. Now the Gemara says, okay, and what about Ner Chanukah? And this is going to bring us into the Ner Chanukah sugya for the next couple of days. So Amar Rav Huna, psilos shmanim shamar chamein ein madikim ben b'Shabbos, ein madikim ben b'Chanukah. The wicks and the oils that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to use for Ner Chanukah, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol, whether it be for Shabbos Chanukah or whether it be on a weekday of Chanukah. So Amar Rav, my time at Rav Huna, why? So Kasavar, two things. He holds, first of all, Kavsa Zakukla, And second, mutar l'shtamish la'ora. So one by one. First thing he holds is that if the Ner Chanukah goes out during this Zman Hadlaka, which we're going to soon see is Mishatishka Achama Chatich L'Regel Min Ashuk, if during that time it goes out, you're chayiv to relight it. And that's why we don't want you to use low-quality oil and wicks, because then it becomes a very reasonable concern that it will go out, you'll be chayiv to relight it, and you may neglect to do so, and then it will turn out that you're being mevatel the mitzvah of Hadlaka Neros Chanukah. And the reason that it's also to light them even on Shabbos Chanukah is because Mutzal Ishtamish La'ora, that you're allowed to, we're assuming you're allowed to use the lights of Neros Chanukah. And if you light low quality wicks and oils, we have to be choshesh, it's not going to light properly, and you're going to want to use the light, and you're going to come to be mate, you're going to come to tilt the candle, and that will involve Chilul Shabbos. Now there is a machlokas, what happens if a person doesn't have any better psilos ushmanim? You don't have anything better to use for Neros Chanukah. Do we then say, okay, well, you know, what are you going to do? If you don't have tefillin, you don't just put something else on your head and your arm. So if you don't have the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, so you can't do it. Or do we say, no, this is all a gezeira because you might forget to relight it if it comes out. If it goes out, you might be posheya. But if this is all you got, better to light it than not to light anything. So this is a major machlokas in the Achronim. The Marshal is Medayik from Rashi, that this is only a din l'chadchila, but b'dievet, certainly you're allowed to use even the lower quality oils if you don't have anything else. However, the Rashash understands that no, this is reformatting the din, that the din is made in such a way that if you don't have the high quality oils, you simply don't have the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. The Beis Halevi, in his commentary ala Torah, when you learn these sugyas, you have to run over to your shelf right away and you have to grab your Beis Halevi ala Torah, because you can't move in these sugyas without the Beis Halevi ala Torah. Beis Halevi has pages on these sugyas in Parshas Miketz when he discusses the Chanukah sugyas. So in the Beis Halevi ala Torah, he raises a shaila within Shitas Rav Huna, who doesn't allow using psilos ushmanim because of the chashash that they might go out and you're not going to relight them. Is that only by the first ner that you light each day, which is the chiyuv meikra din? We're going to see on Amud Beis the ner ish ubeso, but the other neros that are only lehidr mitzvah, maybe you're allowed to use lower quality shmanim upsilos, or lo chilku chacham bedavar, or maybe, says the Beis Halevi, the Chacham say, whatever you're going to call a Ner Chanukah, even if it's beyond the Iker obligation of Ner Chanukah, has these same psulim. Beis Halevi also raises a shayla, if you hold kavsa zakukla, what would be the halacha if the oil spilled out and the wick is gone? Do you have to bring a new candle, a new oil, a new wick, or do we say no? Kavsa zakukla just means to relight the old one that didn't work out the first time. So Beis Halevi raises both of those sveikos. He has a lot of lumdas here. Okay, so says Gemara of Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista disagrees with Rav Huna, and he holds Madikin Behen B'cholav Lo B'Shabbos, that whatever oils you're not allowed to use for Ner Shabbos, you're allowed to use for Ner Chanukah on a weekday. You're just not allowed to use them for Ner Chanukah on Shabbos Chanukah. Why? Kasavar Kavsa Ein Zakukla. Because he holds on a weekday, there's nothing to be worried about, because what's going to happen? It's not going to light, it will go out. Well, we hold Ein Zakukla. You're not responsible for that. You don't have to relight it anyway, so there's no chashash that you're going to be posheya. And he holds Umutra L'shtamish L'ora, but he holds you are allowed to use the light, so on Shabbos this is a concern. If it's not lighting well on Shabbos, we are concerned that Shemayate. And Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, Amri La, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav, Psilos Hashmanim, Shamar Chav, Mein Madigim Bem Shabbos, Madigim Ben B'Chanukah, Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos. A third shita, that those Shmanim Psilos that you're not allowed to use for Neros Shabbos, you are allowed to use for Neros Chanukah, both during the week and on Shabbos. So what's the explanation of this? So it's very obvious. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu, my time at the Rav. Why does Rav think that these Shmanim Psilos are kosher for Ner Chanukah? Because Kasavar Kavsa Ein Zakukla. He holds the combination of shitos of kavsa ein zakukla, which means that during the week you don't have to worry that it might go out and then you're not going to relight it because you don't have to relight it anyway. And he holds that the Neros Chanukah are also l'shtamish la'ora. You're not allowed to use their light anyway, so you're not going to be trying to use their light on Shabbos and come to tilt the candle. So we don't have any such concern of Shema Yavalahatos on Shabbos. There is a Machlokas Rishonim why it would be usher to use the lights of the Ner Chanukah. Rashi says so that it should be nicker that you lit it as a Ner for the mitzvah. And that's what the Ramban seems to say as well. However, many other Rishonim, the Bala Ma'or, the Rashba, the Ran, they say it's because these are a Zecher to the Neros of the menorah. And therefore, they made them like Neros of the menorah, which are Hegdash, and you're not allowed to get Hana'a from them. Or the Rashba says you're not allowed to use them because of Bizoy Mitzvah. Well, it's considered to be a Bizoy Mitzvah to use these Neros of Mitzvah for your own personal use. So different Shitos in Rishonim as to why it would be that Asa L'shtamish La'ora, but that is the Shita that would hold that you're allowed to use subpar types of Shemen and Psilos on Shabbos, because anyway you're not going to come to tilt the candle. So Amrua Rabbanan Kameda Abaye Mishmed Rabbi Yirmiya, so they said this Shita of Rav in front of Abaye in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya of Lo Kibla, and he wouldn't accept this this explanation because he didn't think Rabbi Yirmiya was someone who was reliable, so he wouldn't accept it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya. But ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amru Rabban Kameda Abaye Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, all of a sudden he started saying it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan V'kibla, and all of a sudden Abaye was willing to accept it. Rabbi Yirmiya wasn't saying his own din, he was just really explaining Rav, but Abaye thought that there must be some other explanation for Rav's Shita, and that he doesn't have to accept Rabbi Yirmiya's explanation for Rav's Shita. Rabbi Yirmiya is an interesting character throughout Shas, one of the Gedolei Amoraim, and nevertheless he didn't always get the respect that maybe he deserved, but you find that they threw him out of the Beis Medrash in the second parak of Maseches Bava Basra, because he would ask all these questions that were, whenever the Chachamim would give a shear to something, that up until this amount of space is how far a bird will go if its wings are clipped and it's only able to hop. It will only go up until 50 amos. Rabbi Yirmiya says, oh yeah, what if it has 1 foot over 50 amos and 1 foot within 50 amos? So then, can you assume it hopped around from? So the Alda Afkur Rabbi Yirmiya Bei Midrasha, they threw him out of the Beis Medrash for asking such questions. They believed that he wasn't, that he was questioning the Shiurei Chachamim, and if one is questioning the Shiurei Chachamim, he doesn't have the proper cover of the Chachamim to be a Bala Masara. And that's why Abaye didn't want to hear any explanations from Rabbi Yirmiya. But when they said in the name of someone else, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so then Abaye was willing to accept it. Omar, and Abaye says, Iza, if I would have been Zocha, Gemirti L'Shmaiti Meikara, I would have learned this originally, meaning originally they tried to tell me this halacha, but I rejected it because they told it to me in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya. Halavai, I should have accepted it. So says Gemara Vahagamra, what are you lamenting about the past that you didn't accept? At the end of the day, you accepted the halacha. So what do you care that you didn't accept it originally? Well, why what's to lament? So Nafkamina L'Girsa D'Yankasa. He says, no, the Nafkamina is whether it's the Girsa D'Yankasa, whether it's the kind of learning that you know from when you're young, that which people learn when they're young, they tend to stick much more. So if Habai would have accepted it at a younger age, it would have been his Girsa D'Yankasa. He would have remembered it very well. Rav Shachter always told us that his he always knows the Chazanish on Taharos very well, because in his house growing up, all they had was like a Shas, a Tanakh, a Shulchan Aruch, and a Chazanish on Taharos. So like it's his Girsa D'Yankasa, like that's how he would entertain himself as a child, is by reading the Chazanish on Taharos, like most of us, right? So whatever is the Girsa D'Yankasa sticks with a person very well. So says Gemara of Kavsa Ein Zakukla or a Minu, I'll ask you Stira Mitzvah Mishtishka Chamat Shetichel Regel Menashuk. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from Tishka Cham until Tichel Regel Menashuk, till people stop walking in the Shuk. My love, the Kavsa Hadam Madukla. Doesn't that mean that if it goes out within that time, they have to relight it? Lo, di lo adik madik. No, it just means that if you haven't yet lit, it's still the zman that you could fulfill the mitzvah. V'inami l'shiura, or it's just telling us how long, how much shemen you need, the enough supply of shemen to last the amount of time of misha tishka achama ad shetich l'regel min ashok. There is a major machlokes rishonim what tishka achama means over here. Does tishka achama mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two shkios? There's the shkia that we know of shkia, and then there's a second shkia after 3 1/4 meal later. That's the Shkia Shnia. So which Shkia do we talk about over here? So many Shitos in terms of the actual Zman of Adakas Neros Chanukah, a little too complicated to get into right now. Ad Shetichel Regel Menashuk V'Ad Kama, until when is that shear of Tichel Ragam and Ashut? Amar Abba Rabbechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Adekalya Rigla de Tarmudai. The Tarmudai people used to sell firewood for people, and they were therefore the last people in the Shuk. So when they would get home, that's when it was too late to light Neros Chanukah. Some use this as a raya that there is that as long as there are goyim in the Shuk, it's still kosher to light Neros Chanukah, because the Tarmudai lechara are not Jewish people. Tan Rabban Mitzvah Chanukah Nerushu Beso. Famous Gemara: Mitzvah Chanukah is one candle per household. The Mahadrin Ner Lekalechad Ve'echad. Mahadrin is a ner for each member of the household. The Mahadrin Minam Mahadrin and the Super Mahadrin Beishame Yomrim Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona Mikan Ve'elach Pochis Vaholech. Beishame says you start with eight and then you go down. Beisilah Yomrim Yom Rishon Madlik Achas Mikan Ve'elach Mosav Vaholech. You start with one and you go up. Amr Ula Pliga Batreim Rabbi Bar Rava Rabbi Yosef Rav and Rabbi Yosef Bar Zivda. Chad Amr Time of the Beishame Kineged Yom Manichnasin. That the reason for Beishame going down is we're lighting eight candles because there are eight more days of Chanukah left, and then seven because there are only seven more days left. V'Time of the Beisilah Kineged Yom Manichnasin. The Beisilah is counting the days that have already passed. V'Chad Amr, and the other one says no. Time of the Beishame Kineged Parei Achad. The reason for Beishame is Kineged the Parim that are brought on Sukkot. That just like the number of the Parim that are brought on the Chag on the first day of Sukkot, they would bring 13, and on the second day they would bring 12. V'Chule. So this is to parallel that. The time of the Beisilah Malim Bekodesh Vein Moridin, and Beisilah is based on Malim Bekodesh Vein Moridin. Amar Rabbi Rabbechan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zekeinim Oyi Betzidon. Echad Asuk Beishamai, Ve'echad Asuk Kediv Beisilah. One did like Beishamai, one did like Beisilah. In terms of Pochis Valich and Mosav Valich, Zenos in Tam Ledvaru Kineged Parei Achad, Zenos in Tam Ledvaru Malim Bekodesh Vein Moridin. The one that did like Beishamai said that he's doing like the Parei Achad, and the one that did like Beisilah did it because of Malim Bekodesh Vein Moridin. Let's just go a little bit weiter. I'm sorry, I'm going a little overtime. Tan Rabban Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Nicha Al Pesach Beisel Mibachutz. You're supposed to place the Ner Chanukah by the door of your house on the outside. V'mayadar Ba'aliyah. If you live on a second story, Manicha B'Chalona Smuch Al Rosh Hashanah. You put it in a window that borders the Rosh Hashanah. U'B'Shas HaSakana. But when they made Gezeros not to light Neros on the Chag anywhere outside of their Beis Avodah Zarah, so then Manicha Al Shulchano. Then you have to put it on the table inside your home. V'dayo, and you have to suffice with that. Amar Rava. And Rava commented, "Tzarech neracheres lishtamish laora." That you need to have what we call a shamish. You need to have another candle that you can use the light of that candle. V'ikamadura. But if there is a lights in the room, electric lights or something, then lo tzarech. Then you don't need another ner as a hacker because everyone sees that you're using the madura as your primary source of light. V'adam chashuv. But if a person is an adam chashuv who doesn't typically use a madura, so he always has his own personal ner, then avagav di'ikam. Madura tzarech ner acheres. Then even if there is a madura, you need another ner in order to make it clear that you're not using the neros Chanukah. Okay, we'll stop here. If we were having shir tomorrow, we'd pick up with my Chanukah, but I guess on Sunday, 7:45, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up on, we'll figure out a good starting point to pick up with Bez Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Stay safe. Feel good.
Good Shabbos.
The challenge.